I have to get a haircut this afternoon. I have to get a haircut every month. Why do I have to get a haircut? I mean, because it keeps growing. Maybe the question should be, why does the hair on our heads just keep growing and growing and growing? Why doesn't it stop?
I don't know.
Like if I had, if my dog doesn't have to get a haircut every month.
Yeah.
You know?
It's neat. It's some of the things like right before your eyes in daily life you think are so well known that all the answers would be known to science. And here's one that's a standing mystery.
And I don't think the hair, you know, the hair design and hair care industry has anything to do with it.
Well, they pretty much don't care of the why. They just deal with the reality. But if you talk to other experts who try to answer this, they may even say it with great authority. It's because of this or because of that. But they all say it with equal authority, and they're saying different things. The fact is it's a mystery.
Nobody knows.
Nobody really knows. And to think about it kind of exposes the mystery. It really is interesting because we have hair on our arms and on our legs, and you don't have to – you know, if you let it alone, it comes to a certain length and it stops.
It stops, right.
And it's shorter. And so like as a biologist, oftentimes we say, oh, we're, you know, we're related to other animals, and but we're different from the other primates because we're so hairless, you know. But actually the abundance of hairs like on my arm – supposedly, the number of hairs in a certain area is the same as a furry mammal. It's just that they're not long and heavy. It's kind of like the under fur or the fine stuff. So the numbers of hairs is not all that different. It's just how thick it looks.
Well, and also, I mean, I'm back to the hair on the head. I mean, what is it about that? Are there other animals, let's think, that have to get a haircut.
Yeah, do bears have to shave?
Yeah, you know, no.
It's like, and
it's not just grooming. I mean, it just stops.
Right. Well, there are different ideas. You think, well, maybe it's because it's eroding. You know, maybe – and we have to now imagine humans in the distant past because the way we live now
– You mean it just wearing off?
Yeah.
Wearing off.
So maybe try to think back in the cave person days or the early – you know.
I don't remember back that far.
That's the biggest problem because actually we don't know how hairy our ancestors were because that stuff isn't preserved. We have the bones and we don't have the hair.
We just have the drawings from our imaginations.
They didn't like take pictures with their iPhones and post them somewhere.
You're
so
right.
We don't know what they look like. So, but you think, okay, well, maybe it's because it erodes. And actually that's true for like say birds. They have feathers, but it's the same material that hair is made of, and their feathers erode.
They wear out. They wear out, essentially.
They wear out. And you can, you know, bird specialists that catch migratory warblers, let's say, they can say, oh, this one has come a long way from its other place. And you look at the tips of the feathers. They're all wearing off. And birds have to replace their feathers by molting, you know, every year. Mm-hmm.
But those feathers don't keep on growing. I mean, they just have to replace the whole thing. Well, our hair, I mean, it doesn't last forever. What does it grow for? A particular hair grows for a number of years, falls out, and then gets replaced.
Yeah. And the different kinds of hair have different, you could say, lifespans, although it's not like a living substance. The root has living cells in it that mm-hmm. make the hair get longer. And the hairs on your head last several years before they stop growing and they'll fall out one by one. You lose like maybe 100 a day all the time in mm-hmm. different stages. The ones, let's say, on your arm, they only grow for about a month and they stop. So it's even like a different ecology of hair on different habitats of your body.
Mm-hmm. So they're reasonable, those hairs on your arms. They know when to stop.
So it's hard to think of is our head hair growing because we were doing something with our heads that would erode it. It's hard to imagine what would erode that off that wouldn't be eroding off your hands or your arms, you know. So that one probably doesn't make sense.
Now, sheep, we shear sheep. We harvest hair or fur. Is this the same thing, hair and fur?
Right. How do you – there's not even a clear definition of what that difference is. But, yeah, you think of llamas or sheep or goats.
Yeah.
And you do clip
them
off.
Well, some you pluck and some you shear.
And it gets pretty long if you don't do it. But then you think, well, those are domestic animals. So it's the same thing. Maybe that's just doing it because of something we've done. Mm-hmm. If you think of things that live out in the wild, there's pretty much everything just kind of grows to a certain length and stops.
Well, okay. That's starting to make sense. But as we say when we don't know the end of a story, time will tell. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smiths, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.